to Chew the Bible. It's your good friend A.A. Ron. We are now in Leviticus chapter 14. Reading out of the NLT, New Living Translation. Here we go. And the Lord, the heading for this is cleansing from skin diseases. And the Lord said to Moses, the following instructions are for those seeking ceremonial purification from a skin disease. Those who have been healed must be brought to the priest, who will examine them at a place outside the camp. If the priest finds that someone has been healed of a serious skin disease, he will perform a purification ceremony using two live birds that are ceremonially clean, a stick of cedar, some scarlet yarn, and a hyssop branch. This seems so random, but I know it's all significant. Or other word for a stick of cedar is juniper. Verse 5, the priest will order that one bird be slaughtered over a clay pot filled with fresh water. He will take the live bird, the cedar stick, the scarlet yarn, and the hyssop branch and dip them into the blood of the bird that was slaughtered over the fresh water. The priest will then sprinkle the blood of the dead bird seven times, seven, on the person being purified of the skin disease. When the priest has purified the person, he will release the live bird in the open field to fly away. Now, that seems like that would cause a whole nother disease, some bird flu, I don't know. The fact that this priest would sprinkle the blood of the bird seven times on the person that was just purified of a skin disease, that seems kind of gross. It's interesting because yesterday I saw two cardinals yesterday morning. And then I saw, what else? Oh, there's something else I was going to say about that. Oh, I've been thinking a few days ago, I was thinking of the Scarlet Letter book. And it feels at times that, for those of y'all who have read the Scarlet Letter or who haven't, it's a great book. I encourage y'all to read it. Even if you have, read it again. But yeah, this lady, the main character, and I believe her name was Hester Prynne. She had to wear this big red A on her chest to signify to the world, like, represent her shame because she had a baby out of wedlock. Anyway, the story goes pretty deep. In some aspects, the story reminds me of Genesis 38. But anyway, yeah, lately I've been feeling a lot like that main character, Hester Prynne, like, being a single divorced man with four kids, not a whole lot of women will sign up for that. And then when I tell them my story, because I'm honest about being domestically violent and all the other things in my story, and just, I don't know, at times I relate to Hester Prynne a lot. It's like you make these choices in your life and you got to deal with the consequences of those choices. And there's God's grace and His mercy. And at the same time, my God, I don't know. It feels at times like you're just walking around this big old scarlet A on your chest. But anyway, I'm trying not to be Debbie Downer. Or what's his name? Eeyore. Let's keep going. The priest will then sprinkle the blood of the dead bird seven times on the person being purified of the skin disease. When the priest has purified the person, he will release the live bird in the open field to fly away. The persons being purified must then wash their clothes shave off all their hair and bathe themselves in water. Then they will be ceremonially clean and may return to the camp. However, they must remain outside their tents for 7 days. On the seventh day, they must again shave off all the hair from their heads, including the hair of the beard and eyebrows. They must also wash their clothes and bathe themselves in water in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. That's a joke. Then they will be ceremonially clean. On the eighth day, hint, hint, wink, wink, day of new beginnings. On the eighth day, each person being purified must bring 2 male lambs and a 1-year-old female lamb, all with no defects, along with a grain offering of 6 quarts of choice flour, moistened with olive oil, and a cup of olive oil. Then the officiating priest will present that person for purification along with the offerings before the Lord at the entrance of the tabernacle. The priest will take 1 of the male lambs and the olive oil and present them as a guilt offering, lifting them up as a special offering before the Lord. He will then slaughter the male lamb in the sacred area where sin offerings and burnt offerings are slaughtered. As with the sin offering, the guilt offering belongs to the priest. It is a most holy offering. The priest will then take some of the blood of the guilt offering and apply it to the lobe of the right ear, the thumb of the right hand, and the big toe of the right foot of the person being purified. Verse 15, then the priest will pour some of the olive oil into the palm of his own left hand. He will dip his right finger into the oil in his palm and sprinkle some of it with his finger 7 times before the Lord. The priest will then apply some of the oil in his palm over the blood from the guilt offering that is on the lobe of the right ear, the thumb of the right hand, and the big toe of the right foot of the person being purified. The priest will apply the oil remaining in his hand to the head of the person being purified. Through this process, the priest will purify the person before the Lord. Let's keep going. Verse 19, then the priest must present the sin offering to purify the person who is cured of the skin disease. After that, the priest will slaughter the burnt offering and offer it on the altar along with the grain offering. Through this process, the priest will purify the person who is healed, and the person will be ceremonially clean. Verse 21, but anyone who is too poor and cannot afford these offerings may bring 1 male lamb for a guilt offering to be lifted up as a special offering for purification. The person must also bring 2 quarts of choice flour moistened with olive oil for the grain offering and a cup of olive oil. The offering must also include 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, whichever the person can afford. One of the pair must be used for the sin offering, the other for a burnt offering. On the 8th day of the purification ceremony, the person being purified must bring the offerings to the priest in the Lord's presence at the entrance of the tabernacle. The priest will take the lamb of the guilt offering along with the olive oil and lift them up as a special offering to the Lord. And the priest will slaughter the lamb for the guilt offering. He will take some of its blood and apply it to the lobe of the right ear, the thumb of the right hand, and the big toe of the right foot of the person being purified. The priest will also pour some of the olive oil into the palm of his own left hand. He will dip his right finger into the oil in his palm and sprinkle some of it 7 times before the Lord. The priest will then apply some of the oil in his palm over the blood from the guilt offering that is on the lobe of the right ear, the thumb of the right hand, and the big toe of the right foot of the person being purified. The priest will apply the oil remaining in his hand to the head of the person being purified. Through this process, the priest will purify the person before the Lord. Then the priest will offer the 2 turtle doves or the 2 young pigeons, whichever the person can afford. One of them is for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering to be presented along with the grain offering. Through this process, the priest will purify the person before the Lord. These are the instructions for purification for those who have recovered from a serious skin disease but who cannot afford to bring the offering. Offerings normally require for the ceremony of purification. Treatment of contaminated houses. Verse 33. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, when you arrive in Canaan, the land I am giving you as your own possession, I may contaminate some of the houses in your land with mildew. The owner of such a house must then go to the priest and say, it appears that my house has some kind of mildew. interesting that God is the one that contaminates the houses. He said, I may contaminate some of your houses. Verse 36, before the priest goes in to inspect the house, he must have the house emptied so nothing inside will be pronounced ceremonially unclean. Isn't that wild? Could you imagine you have to clean out your entire house? Well, back then they didn't probably have as much stuff, that weren't as big of hoarders. But let somebody nowadays, in modern day time, have to clean out their house. Their garage alone is filled with junk. But brimming with junk. Then the priest will go in and examine the mildew on the walls. If he finds the greenish or reddish streaks and the contamination appears to go deeper than the wall surface, the priest will step outside the door and put the house in quarantine for 7 days. On the seventh day, the priest must return for another inspection. If he finds that the mildew on the walls of the house has spread, the priest must order that the stones from those areas be removed. The contaminated material will then be taken outside the town area, designated as ceremonially unclean. Next, the inside walls of the entire house must be scraped thoroughly, and the scrapings dumped in the unclean place outside the house. Other stones will be brought in to replace the ones that were removed, and the walls will be replastered. This seems very tedious. I was talking to a couple passengers about how owning a house is kind of a scam. It's a little bit it's a money dump, a money pit. Because there's always usually something that needs to be spent on the house. And then on top of that, you got property taxes. I'm still tripping off the fact that God said that he's the one that will cause the mildew on these people's houses. Like, why? Why would you do that, God? Verse 43, but if the mildew reappears after all the stones have been replaced and the house has been scraped and replastered, the priest must return and inspect the house again. If he finds that the mildew has spread, the walls are clearly contaminated with this serious mildew, and the house is defiled, it must be torn down, and all the stones, timbers, and plaster must be carried out of town to the place designated as ceremonially unclean. I need some water. High quality H2O. Verse 46, those who enter the house during the period of quarantine will be ceremonially unclean until evening, and all who sleep or eat in the house must wash their clothing. Verse 48, but if the priest returns for his inspection and finds that the mildew has not reappeared in the house after the fresh plastering, he will pronounce it clean because the mildew is clearly gone. To purify the house, the priest must take two birds, a stick of cedar, some scarlet yarn, and a hyssop branch. He will slaughter one of the birds over a clay pot filled with fresh water. He will take the cedar stick, the hyssop branch, the scarlet yarn, and the live bird, and dip them into the blood of the slaughtered bird and into the fresh water. Then he will sprinkle the house seven times. When the priest has purified the house in exactly this way, he will release the live bird in the open fields outside the town. Through this process, the priest will purify the house, and it will be ceremonially clean. Verse 54, these are the instructions for dealing with serious skin diseases, including scabby sores and mildew, whether on clothing or in a house, and a swelling on the skin, a rash, or discolored skin. This procedure will determine whether a person or object is ceremonially clean or unclean. These are the instructions regarding skin diseases and mildew. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of the cost of sin is death.
But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated or showed his love toward us in that while we were still yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 10, verse 9 through 10. If we will confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with our hearts we believe we are now in right standing with God, and with our mouth we confess that we are now saved. Romans 10, 13. For whosoever, anybody, everybody who calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. So if you would like to be saved today, you can simply say, Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know my sin deserves to be punished. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for me and rose from the grave. I want to turn from my sin and trust Jesus Christ alone as my Savior. Thank you for the forgiveness and everlasting life I can now have through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' mighty precious name I pray. Amen.